Five tips for settling nerves before the big pitch. When you're preparing a sales pitch or presentation, it's typical to feel a bit nervous. In fact, 75% of adults, that's 3 out of 4, have reported struggling with glossophobia, which is a fear of public speaking. Therefore, you shouldn't feel that you're alone in your struggles. But if it's more than just butterflies, you need to add some new techniques to your arsenal to help you prepare yourself. In this presentation, we'll provide you with 5 tips to help settle your nerves before the big pitch. Know the material. In many cases, people get nervous about pitches and presentations because they don't feel like they're prepared enough. You've probably heard practice makes perfect, and this is definitely true when it comes to presentations. The more you practice, the less you'll worry about not being prepared, and the more confident you'll seem. Of course, knowing the material is more than just knowing what is on the next slide. It also means that you understand what you're presenting. Many people don't understand how what they're selling works. However, in order to sell your product or service, you need to understand the problem it solves. This brings us to the next step. Research the audience. In the first tip, we focused on being prepared by knowing the material you're presenting to the audience. However, preparation also involves knowing your audience and adapting the material to fit them. This is one reason why you shouldn't have a script, because you may miss a few necessary points, but you must be prepared to answer questions that may be asked. When you know who'll be in the audience, you can learn to anticipate the questions and prepare your answers. Consider reaching out ahead of time to find out more about your audiences so you can be ready. Have a map, not a plan. When preparing a presentation or pitch, many people try to create a plan. However, this isn't always the most ideal way to do it. Instead, consider your pitch or presentation as a map around your product or service. Sure, have a script ready, but ultimately allow the audience to lead by the questions and interests they express. Of course, this goes back to the first 2 points, knowing your audience and your material. This will help you deliver a more personalized pitch or presentation and avoid a panic attack in the process. Check the tech. Keep in mind that different venues will have different tech. You may be using someone else's computer or having to interface your own with someone else's monitor, smart TV, or projector. Then again, you may be screen sharing with your audience members' various devices. Each situation has advantages and disadvantages, and if you're not prepared, can throw you off your game. Therefore, find out the capability of the available tech ahead of time and, when possible, use your own. If you're required to use the in-house tech, ask for time to familiarize yourself with it before the presentation so you're not stumbling through it blindly. Center yourself. For some, a visit to the gym helps to calm their nerves. Others prefer an approach that is less physical and sweaty, such as meditation. Then again, there are others who fall somewhere in the middle. They're not gym bunnies, but they're not interested in full-on meditation either. This is where mindfulness exercises come in, and one of the most common ones is the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. In this technique, you simply focus on 5 things you can see, 4 things you can hear, 3 things you can feel, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. This should be enough to help you be present in the moment and bring your anxiety down a few notches. Final thoughts. The truth is, it's perfectly normal to experience nervousness before your big pitch or presentation. However, if you find that your nerves are getting out of hand, try these 5 tips to help settle your nerves beforehand. While you may never fully get over your anxiety surrounding public speaking, you can make things easier for yourself.